Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the ALAC Leadership Team monthly conference call, what used to be the Executive Committee conference call, on Wednesday, the 30th of October, 2013. The time is 1310 UTC. Let's have a roll call and apologies, please, Julia.
Thank you, Olivier. Julia speaking. Welcome, everyone, to the ALT monthly meeting this Wednesday, 30 October 2013 at 13 UTC. On this call today, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Tijani Benjema, Rinalia Abdulrahim, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Julie Hammer, Alan Greenberg. Carlton Samuels will be joining us shortly. We have no apologies so far. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Matt Ashtiani, Natalie Peregrin, and myself, Julia Chavadin. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Julia, and welcome everybody to this call. And let's go immediately to agenda item number two, the review of our action items. The 8th of October 2013 XCOM meeting, that's what it was still called at the time, and I invite you to go over to that page, that wiki page, which is linked to the agenda. We'll go directly at the bottom of the page to the currently open action items. And the first one is Matt Ashtiani and Alan Greenberg to work on cleaning up the various mailing lists. That's ongoing. Alan Greenberg to complete required documents to allow the new rules of procedures to be put in place, and that is complete. And, of course, a call for members of the Board Member Selection Process Committee and also for the Board Candidate Evaluation Committee has been sent out, and those committees are now populated as well. Matt Ashtiani is to work with Dave and Antilik Singh and Olivier on the development on an overall workspace for the collection of at-large action items. That's ongoing, and we've heard from Dave yesterday that there is some progress in this, so we'll be working behind the scenes to see if we can do some more testing on this. Olivier is to begin speaking to RALO chairs with regards to ALS decertifications. That's still not done yet. I think that with the results that we are having from the request for input from ALSers regarding the opinion poll we had for the at-large summit, that might provide us with some targets for ALS decertifications, and I've certainly heard from some RALOs that they are willing or ready to move forward on decertifying some of their dead ducks. Olivier and Alan are to inform the ALAC when ATRT2 documents are ready for review. That can be marked as done, since the ATRT2 is now opening up for a public comment period. And we'll be speaking about this a little bit later on during this call. Heidi is to move forward with the appointment of the .mobi liaison, as we now have a response from Aphelios, and a call for our candidates is to be sent. Statement of interest ought to be requested, and a conference call will be held on the issue. That's, as we heard yesterday, that's ongoing. It's probably next week sometime. Evan, Holly, and Carlton are to work together to develop a charter and to propose initial chairs for the newly formed Regulatory Issues Working Group. Again, yesterday we heard that this is in progress. And Heidi, finally, is to send a call for BCC and BMSPC. That's done. Any questions, comments, or shall we just move on to the next part of those action items? I see no one putting their hand up, so let's move on. Recently closed action items, so Matt sent out the comments, the call for comments on the various Buenos Aires workspaces, and we will be discussing this a little bit later on in this call as well. Then we have Olivier to work on a statement to be drafted saying that the board should have asked for a cross-community working group to look at the issue of policy and implementation rather than having only a GNSO working group look at the issue. The statement is to be discussed and voted on, if possible, during the 29th of October conference call. On that one, we had a correspondence, I think, that we had on this? I'm not quite too sure. We'll come back to it in a second. And Matt and Alan are to finalize the board director workspace on the 9th of October, 2013. I see Alan has raised his hand. So, Alan, you have the floor.
Yeah, on the policy implementation, the statement I'm drafting may well serve as the statement, you know, we're talking about a cross-community effort, because I'm certainly going to be making reference to that, so it may address it, or a separate statement may still be needed, depending on the judgment of those involved.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. We look forward to seeing that statement. Now, on the newly assigned action items, Olivier is to work on a statement to be drafted in response to the public comment on policy implementation. So you've just talked about this, Alan, so we'll work on this. And I can see here the statement is to be discussed and voted on the 29th of October conference call. Well, the closing date is prior to Buenos Aires, so we will be able to send this prior to Buenos Aires. Olivier,
excuse,
is to draft
excuse me, Olivier.
Email.
Excuse me, Olivier. Yes? Why is your name on that? I thought I was the one that was going to be doing that.
I'm not quite sure, Alan, how that came out. I have a feeling that you might have not been on the conference call, on the last XCOM call, when this was discussed. So it could be that since this has moved over to you, but at the time it was set over to me for some reason.
All right. I think I was, but it doesn't really matter.
I'm happy that it's you. You've already started on it, so I'm happy to lend a hand. And if you want, you can bounce it off me, and I'll add things.
The reason I say it is to not necessarily respond to questions. I remember explicitly saying.
Okay, thanks. So then, Olivier has to draft an email to Fadi regarding the PIC enforcement in addition to the DRP. That was actually transformed to a face-to-face discussion in Bali. I can provide you some feedback on this. So every morning I was invited, as were all of the other SO and AC chairs present in Bali, to have breakfast with the board and with staff that are there. And we had basically a sort of rundown on everything that had happened the day before. And one of the things that I did discuss with Fadi on the side was to basically find out on Fadi's promise that there were going to be other means of PIC enforcement and other means of providing the community with the ability to call out the PIC that was not adhered to. And so Fadi confirmed this. And as you will have seen from the latest document, and I see Alan has raised his hand to provide us with further detail, this appears to have been words followed by action. Alan?
Thank you. The whole issue is far less relevant than we thought it was, in that the PIC DRP that was published in October, the relationship to the PIC DRP published in March, there's two connections. One, the name is the same, and two, they are still requiring that whoever reports the problem show harm. Everything else changed, and what they're now talking about is not the traditional ICANN dispute resolution process as with the UDRP, but an ICANN compliance issue. And So the problems are not nearly what they were before. It's easy for him to commit to a button because there's already going to be a button. They've already committed to it in the in the published DRP. There is still an issue regarding being required to demonstrate harm, and that has to be addressed. And I have addressed that in the point. But the whole issue was unfortunately blown up somewhat, because no one seems to have realized that the PIC DRP process that they published was radically different from what it was before. So all I'm saying is his commitment at the in Bali was not quite as impressive as otherwise we would have thought. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. So does this mean, am I able to say that the this action item is complete, or does this committee still wish me to draft an email to FADI about this?
No, I don't think we need to do anything. We may choose to forward a copy of our statement to him for his personal reference or to the board, but that's a separate issue.
Okay. Anyone else? Rinalia, Tijani? I see that there is agreement, no one having put their hand up on this. So let's do that. Thank you, Alan, for this. Now, the last one of the newly assigned action items is Heidi to locate the wording on crowdsourcing noted by Fadi Shahade during the ALEC board meeting in Durban and send this information to me. I have not received such information. Maybe, Alan, did you?
That's the same issue.
Something?
I think we can put that one to sleep.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Seeing no one put their hand up, I gather there are no further comments on these action items. So I invite you all to look at the action items of yesterday's ALEC conference call on the 29th of October. And we'll just look at the open action items and the newly assigned action items and recently closed. Again, same action items in the beginning. They're working on the cleaning up of the various mailing lists, the BMSPC and the required documents to allow the new rules of procedure to be put in place. All of this can be ticked as in having been done. The workspace for the collection of at-large AIs, The speaking on to RALO chairs on ALS decertification, same status as we've just covered. The appointment of .mobi liaison, the explanation on membership requirements and any other additional details as necessary for members of the BMFPC, that's done. And finally, the regulatory issues working group. So these are effectively a copy of the XCOM action items as well. On the recently closed one, we've got the same question. Oh, there is one, actually. Matash Chani is to double-check the ISOC Somalia address and ensure it is working. I noticed that this is just recently closed. Matt, did you find out what the problem was? Do we have Matt? Yes, Matt is on the call.
I just seen it for the record. The address works, just not consistently. However, we were provided with an additional address yesterday. Johnny was able to find one, so we have two email addresses for this ALS now.
That's great. Thank you very much, Matt. Yeah, I think it is good to have a backup address. If this one shows transient errors, we definitely need to have a backup address to be able to speak to the chair or to someone in that organization. Alan, you have put your hand up. You have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. On information for the BMSPC members, not for membership, but for the actual members, I still owe them a draft preliminary schedule, I and Cheryl, but I'm supposed to be working on it, and I'll have that within the next day or so. I assume they're not meeting this week.
Thank you, Alan. So let's not mark this one as done then. So for staff, Alan Greenberg is to provide an explanation on membership requirements and any other additional details as necessary for members of the BMSPC.
Yeah, and
the second part is still up.
Just a note to Jani, if you want to invite me to the first meeting to explain what will be in that agenda, I will be glad to do that, or I can do that privately to you first, whichever you prefer.
Now,
thank you,
Alan. Thank you. Tijani, could I suggest maybe that you might invite Alan and Cheryl as well, as she was the chair of the prior BMSPCs and so on, for at least just for the first call, so as for them to be able to share their knowledge with and tips, I guess, on running the BMSPC with members of that committee?
I will invite them, and I will be glad to add them to the committee if they want.
Thank you very much, Tijani.
Thank you.
Great. So next we have a newly assigned action item, and that's for Heidi to check if the R3 paper has been mentioned in previous policy updates. And if not, Heidi is to prepare an article on the R3 and the ALAC letter to Fadi on the Brazil summit. These are the two subjects, so an article on the R3 and an article on the ALAC letter to Fadi. In fact, wasn't it a letter to Fadi on the Montevideo statement? No, there was a Brazil summit. Sorry. I'm getting confused now. Any comments or questions? Heidi, do you have an update on this, or when should we expect those?
Yes, this is Heidi. As Dev pointed out yesterday on the ALAC call, there was a policy update article last year on the R3 paper, so I will prepare a short article on the ALAC letter to Fadi on the Brazil summit and cite the reference to that R3 article.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you very much, Heidi. So we've gone through the action items. Any comments or questions on any of these action items? Seeing no one put their hand up, then we can swiftly move on to agenda item number 3, the ALAC policy development activities. I think that we've already been through the whole lot yesterday. Maybe just asking if there is any update on the statements currently being developed. I note that the final report on protection of IGO and INGO identifiers in all GTLDs, the ALAC is voting. There were some minor changes, amendments, I think just typos or grammatical mistake on those, including one that Dave and Antilik Singh raised. Has this been amended?
I'm not aware of one that that Dave suggested. I know there was one that Carlton suggested, and in fact we were supposed to talk about it yesterday and forgot.
We did not know. I mean, looking at the amendment, yes, the second amendment that Carlton suggested was maybe going to be a bit of, make a bit of a difference to the statement, but I just wonder whether it's significant
In my mind, it may have been better worded, but given that this is being voted on by the ALAC and we didn't get the ALAC to approve the change yesterday, and I apologize for forgetting, as did all of us, I think we just have to leave that one alone. If there was a change that Dave suggested, it was after I last looked.
Right. Thank you, Alan. Rinalia, you have the floor. Rinalia Abdulrahim.
Thank you, Olivier. Rinalia for the transcripts. Just a question about the statement on the ATRG2 report. When is that due exactly? Is it possible that it's due after Buenos Aires?
No. The official period closes during Buenos Aires, and the reply period closes somewhere around the 10th of December. I don't remember the exact date. The dates are set up so that there is a full 21-day comment period and reply period for the language for the translated versions. So,
okay. The reason that
the comment period ends during Buenos Aires, unfortunately, but as usual, comments will be accepted during the reply period. So,
Alan, just quickly. Go ahead, Rinalia.
The reason that I ask is that typically when it's something that substantive and there's a lot of content in the report, is that the ALAC doesn't finish thinking about it until it's gotten to some discussions, and we're likely not going to have discussions until Buenos Aires.
As I said, I have no problem accepting that the ATRT will continue accepting comments through the reply period, which I believe goes until roughly the middle of December or a little before that. So I have no problem with that.
Okay. I think we're speaking of a problem that isn't there, actually, because I remember when discussing the reply comments and reply period, there was a request made by me, actually, to make sure we adhere to what we were preaching, which was to actually have a blackout period during the Buenos Aires meeting. As a result, the initial comment closing date is the 22nd of November. That's the week after the Buenos Aires meeting. So there will be ample time for the ALAC to discuss the issue during the Buenos Aires meeting and have a consolidated position before the 22nd of November. And then the reply period opens on the 22nd and closes on the 13th of December. That's a long comment reply period.
Okay, that's interesting because someone else complained that we were closing it in the middle of an ICANN meeting. I haven't gone actually to look at the actual announcement. But regardless, the reply period is open and will be usable.
It's the 22nd. It's the end of the ICANN meeting. The Friday, and technically speaking, the ICANN meeting closes on the 21st.
In theory, there had been tacit agreement that the period of ICANN meetings would not count towards the days. That is not being honored in this case. But there will be. The closing of the reply period is the 13th of December, and that is the critical date.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Alan. Right. Let's go again to our agenda. So we had jumped to the ATRT2 on the policy and implementation working group discussions. It says here Alan is to draft a statement that there's none yet. I guess that will be forthcoming, Alan?
I hope so.
Okay, thank you. And then, of course, the revised PIC DRP. Now, that I must say, I've read through the statement that Alan has put in here as a first draft, and I'm very happy with the way that it is. So please have a good read of it and comment on it ASAP. I've just sent instructions to Matt for an announcement to the whole overall ALAC announce mailing list, but also our at-large announce mailing list, and then also to have a closing date sometime in the next 2 weeks. So we've got 1 week for comments and then 1 week for the vote, and that will be enabling us to send that just before the reply closing date on the 14th of November. That's the one. And then the CCNSO Framework of Interpretation Working Group Interim Report on Revocation. It said here, ALAC considering drafting a statement. I recall from memory, Rinalia, did you say you were going to draft something, or was it... Who was going to say something about this? I cannot remember now. Not Rinalia. I know that I asked Maureen to provide a bit of information on this, but I'm not quite sure whether anyone has decided to pick up the pen on that. I know, and I also know that Cheryl has provided us with some details, but no one marked down as picking up the pen. Cheryl, do you remember by any chance? Can't hear Cheryl at the moment. So comment in the chat, statement on PIC DRP, I believe a short, sharp statement is the optimal form to get the attention it deserves. So the statement is up there. There's a point that's there. If you all reload your agenda page, you will note that a new public comment request has just come out. ICANN's draft vision, mission, and focus areas for a 5-year strategic plan. Yippee, we're back in the cycle. So there are a number of documents that are there that have been put out for review. The opening date is yesterday. The comment closing date is on the 31st of January. What I suggest is that we go through this in Buenos Aires and have a discussion based around this in January, in Buenos Aires, face to face, and see if we have anything to contribute to this process. Of course, the Finance and Budget Subcommittee also deals with all of this work of strategy and so on. So I'll ask staff to forward the call for comments to the FBSC as well, please. Any thoughts or questions on this? I see no one putting their hand up. Okay, well, that's the policy development that we have dealt with. Next we have the...
Olivier, Carlton put a message in the chat which perhaps he can elaborate on.
What, statement on pink DRP? I believe a short, sharp statement is the optimal format to get the attention it deserves.
Yeah, well, this is Carlton. I actually put the statement in the email that Evan wrote. I personally just think that we should just say, without a set of procedures and third-party ability to file without having to pay, the PDRP is not worth it. And I think it should be like that. I've actually put it in the email.
Carlton, I did write a statement last night that's posted, and for the record, there are no more fees associated with the fixed ERP, so I think we need to be careful.
I'll look at the statement, Alan, and see what happens.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I would suggest also reading the new... The revised fixed ERP, as Alan says, it's a totally different animal than the first one that we had, and I'm afraid that Evan was still commenting on the first instance, not this instance of the fixed ERP. Okay, let's move on then, everyone, and let's go over to the next part of our call, and that's the review of the ALAC meeting that we had yesterday. I invite you all to open your page. Now, it was long, but I think we had a good progress on this. Naming of BCC and BMSPC members went quite well, and I'm glad to see those groups are formed and happy to see a mix of old and new in there. Certainly on the working group updates, the ATLAS 2 organizing committee also met last night. And there was some progress. First instance, first browse of the responses that were given was a bit baffling for some members of the committee. And the request was asked of Matt to tabulate the results and to make those available very shortly, hopefully before the end of the week, to the members of the survey group. And that will then get the whole organizing committee to be able to move forward and certainly have some progress by the Buenos Aires face-to-face. At the same time, it was decided to cancel some of the conference calls that were going to involve the other subgroups of the organizing committee because nothing really could be done yet until the results are well ingested and discussed a little bit. I know that Tijani, I'm not sure whether you've had some time to look at the results so far.
Olivier, I didn't do only because it is not the final result. We are waiting till the 1st of November, the new deadline, to get all people voted. So starting from 2 November, the analysis will be, we start seriously and with Matt providing a spreadsheet as the majority of the group members requested. I think the analysis will be, will start then, not now. But I had a look. And as I said in the meeting, the format given by BigPulse is not absolutely unclear, and we can use them. But since the majority wanted a spreadsheet, it will be done in a spreadsheet.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Tijani. If I could just suggest, though, that you make yourself very aware of, and you and Wolf, of course, make yourselves very much aware of what format there is at the moment, and I think that, you know, we need to think about the time now, and we have 137 ALSs that have responded. realistically, we'll probably get two or three more responses in the rest of this week. I don't expect any more than that. I have instructed staff not to continue trying to bring a dead horse to resuscitate. I'm sorry, but the last few LSs that are not responding are not the most important ones. We need to plow forward. And so I'm hoping that the analysis will not take weeks but days, which means that you really need to all be on the starting block to get things moving. I'm very, very conscious of the time and that we're wasting time at the moment. That's my concern. I'll be very frank, and that's why I'm sort of telling you.
You're right. You're absolutely right, and it will start exactly on the 2nd of November.
Perfect.
Okay.
With regards to the rest of the call, well, most of it was there. Now, there was one thing, the ALAC chair term renewal. Alan did pop the question. My response confused everyone. I'm sorry, I was tired at the time. And I just didn't think it was correct to just say yes, as if it was a quick question-answer type session. Alan, did you say you were going to ask a question on the list and I was going to reply then, or
Heidi will ask the question on the ALAC internal list.
Excellent. Okay, so I'll look forward to being able to reply then. And then the update on the 2013 IGF. I don't know. I know we were in a bit of a rush. I'm not sure whether you wanted to have any further information on the at-large activities in Bali. I'm very, very pleased, I must say, with all of the people that went to Bali, and I'm actually even more pleased that this was actually noted by staff, noted by Fadi, who met with many of our community, noted by board members who were present as well, and glad to see that the board members we're more involved than last year in what we were doing. Certainly happy to see the progress in that part. And I'm not quite sure how the funding will take place next year now that we have the CROP, the community travel scheme of some sort. I don't even remember what CROP means. But anyway, we've got the CROP. I hope that the CROP will not entirely, completely replace what we have over here in Bali, since the CROP is only for 3 days and the IGF lasts more than 3 days. And of course, if we have an ALS that would send three members to a panel of some sort, that would be three out of their five slots taken out. Just a bit concerned on that, and that's something which I guess we will be able to find about later on. Maybe I can even ask staff to try and make sure that the CROP is not going to change the rapport of what's going on in Bali. I see two people having put their hand up. Sorry about this. Tijani and then Alan. So Tijani Benjema.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. First of all, regarding the activities in Bali, I will write a report and send it to you to perhaps to also to the outreach, no, to the, how it is, Sadi, what is the her function?
Global stakeholder
global, et cetera. Global, no, global partnership something. Okay, I will send it to...
Global Stakeholder Engagement, GSC.
Global Stakeholder exactly. So I will send it, and I will put it on the wiki so that anyone can see what happened, at least for me. And I am sure that the activities done by the at-large members among the ICANN people was really noticeable. People saw and said that the real activity was done by the at-large people. So this is the point. The second point regarding CROP. CROP will not replace this kind of activity. CROP is only for outreach. CROP is a response to all the requests and the additional requests for the budget about outreach that was rejected. They was rejected because the ICANN management didn't understand how it can be really useful. So they said we will make it in a program with metrics, with criteria, etc., etc. This is crop. So crop will not replace, crop is outreach only. So it will be for outreach in a region to get more ALSs, for example, for us, to be outreach in another place to better outreach with people in another fora, but it will not replace, in my opinion, what is going on now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Absolutely agree with you. And next is Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, thank you. Tijani basically raised the point I was going to raise. One could readily say that that IGF attendance has an outreach component, but the issue of IGF and crop was discussed during the early telephone calls, and if only because of the length of the IGF and the number of people typically who want to go, I think all parties agreed that crop would probably not be the vehicle used to fund IGF.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Alan. And I note from the chat that the IGF is only for regional trips. The crop is only for regional trips, is what Heidi...
But that wouldn't prohibit people within that region from using it for that, if that was the
correct
only reason.
Correct, yeah. No. Okay, so thank you. At least this is clear. I also wanted to put on the record my thanks to Sally Costerton and also to Sébastien Bachelet for having pushed for my presence in Bali. As you know, I was not funded under any of the RELO activities and so on, and it's only through some swift action at the end, just a few weeks before Bali, that I was invited to go as a key component of the ICANN community, and basically placing some importance on the fact that at-large are really a key to ICANN's future. So I was very pleased to see that. I think that a few years ago, we would have never seen something like that happen. And that definitely makes me think that we are going in the right direction. We might not be there yet, fully, but we definitely are going in the right direction, and there is this, there's more understanding now in the upper management of ICANN that at large is an essential component, and not just the, not just there to make the gallery look pretty at the end of the day. Any other thoughts or questions on this? Looking further down the meeting agenda, well, then we had all of the discussions on in any other business, and the discussion with regards to Gareth Sherman. As I mentioned yesterday, I think a minute's silence would be great. I note that Garth Bruin wants to also put together an article about Gareth Sherman on Circle ID. I entirely support this. I don't know Gareth Sherman well enough to be able to contribute to this, but I know that some of you know him rather well, and some of you might have known people who've known him well, so it would be good if you could get in touch with them and make them ask them if they could contribute to this article. That would be really great. I'm not sure whether anyone else from the ALAC, I know other members of our community have passed away in the past, but not sure whether ALAC members or ex-ALAC members have passed away. Certainly there was a bit of a shock when learning of the news. Any other thoughts on the ALAC meeting in general? Seeing no one put their hand up, let's move on with our agenda and let's look at the Buenos Aires meeting. And as you know, yesterday there was a call for questions to fill those different parts. The first one in there was the Buenos Aires ACSO Leadership Meeting Questions Workspace. And of course, that could be in a sort of two different ways. There was the leadership meeting, which was the meeting that I have with the other SO and AT chairs. But what I also did today on a call just before this call was there was a call between SO and AT chairs with regards to the public meeting that will take place, the SO and AC public meeting that will take place right after the the opening ceremony. And I suggested that we might wish to discuss policy versus implementation. The response from the GNSO was very positive. However, I was told that this was not an issue in the CCNSO. What we decided, and that was just a few minutes ago, was that there would definitely be time for two subjects, because the session was 90 minutes in total. One of those two subjects should be, there was a list of the different subjects that could be used, but one of them was going to be Internet governance as a whole. And that's, of course, as a follow-up to the Montevideo announcement and also the announcement about the Brazil conference that might take place, and I'm using the word very carefully, might take place in end of April, early May 2014. Definitely there needs to be a debate within ICANN to discuss which direction this community wants to go, whether this is all mission creep for ICANN to be involved in, whether it's not, whether it really is the defense of our model that is in place here. So I hope that we will be able to show up at that session on force. Hopefully, and I did make the suggestion, we'll also have the ability to have those green papers and white papers and red papers for those that agree or don't agree and so on. And it looks as though the moderator is likely to be Brad White. I did suggest Patrick Shari, who used to run those sessions back in the days, but Brad is internal and also equally as qualified and therefore... I think has got the ability to run those sessions very well as well. Regarding the SSO leadership meeting questions, I guess this at the moment has only got Evan's suggestion for the policy versus implementation, and that's definitely something I will be bringing forward when asked about what topics we are to discuss at the SOAC leadership meeting. With regards to the GAC questions workspace, any further thoughts at the moment? Evan has suggested the new GTLDs in the public interest and also the subject of liaison. I fully support his suggestions. But we usually come up with three different topics. So if you have an idea of another topic, then please let us know. And we need to know that very soon, I guess. Heidi, what's our deadline for this? Because on the wiki page it says 22nd of October, and of course we're past that date. What's our absolute deadline before you need to let GAC Secretariat know what we want and before we collect the questions from the GAC to us? And we can't hear you at the moment, Heidi. Hello? Have we lost Heidi?
Seeing that we have lost her.
We seem to have lost her. Let's move on to the next thing, and we'll ask the question again later on. ICANN board questions. Two suggestions again from Evan, policy and implementation, and also customer service. I fully support those as well. I note that others also supported. I've seen other people saying they like this. I don't know who likes
Olivier.
This. Olivier? Yes, Tejani, please go ahead. You have the floor.
Yes, since we make a statement about the string similarity, and we didn't have something that we can consider as convincing, can we put this issue on the agenda for discussion?
Very, very good point, Tejani. Just for the record, we have received a reply to our...
I know.
Statement on string similarity, the reply basically said that the board new GTLD program committee was examining this very carefully and was monitoring this. I agree with you that certainly fell short of an explanation as to why in some ways .com is similar to .com, .cam, in some ways it's not. And the discrepancy in the ruling, which is of great concern to our community. So definitely, let's put this down as well. Would you be able to type this?
No, you're dropping off. Olivier is gone.
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Yes, it's Carlton. This was Carlton.
This was Carlton, yes, but Carlton said that I was gone for some reason.
No, no.
Sorry, was it Carlton that was gone that couldn't hear me, but you could all hear me. Tijani, if you could please let me know, sorry, not let me know, if you could please put your suggestion on the ICANN board questions workspace.
Okay.
And so
okay,
then staff can pick all of these up and then send them to the board ahead of the time when we need to send it. Heidi, are you back with us?
Yes. Sorry. So I believe the question was why the deadline is 22nd October on that ACSO question page.
I don't really care why. I want to know what the new date is.
Let me ask. I'll see if I can get Rob or David right now. Just a moment.
When is our deadline, basically, for board, GAC, etc.? We need to populate those pages, I understand. We're only 3 weeks away from the meeting. At some point, you're going to have to fire an email to the staff in charge of board and staff in charge of GAC and also obtain their questions. When
correct.
Do we need to
yeah.
do that by? End of this week? Middle of next week? Be good to know.
Deadlines have not really been set, but these emails are starting to go back and forth, but no deadlines yet.
Okay.
The earlier the better, basically.
Okay, thanks. Global stakeholder engagement questions. Rinalia has suggested that GSE should provide a briefing. Yes, Alan, go ahead.
I had my hand up on the board.
Please, go ahead. Sorry.
One that's bothering me, and maybe I'm the only one in the ALAC that this bothers, there is a huge increase in reconsideration requests related to string similarity. And I'm really troubled on the transparency of all of these decisions originally being made by the Board Governance Committee, several members of whom do not sit on the new GTLD committee because they're conflicted. And although the Board Governance Committee is passing them on to the GTLD process committee for ratification, I think this lacks transparency, and I wouldn't mind bringing that up if there's any more interest other than just me.
So
it's not an ALAC matter as such, but it really goes to the credibility of ICANN on an issue which is contentious and that we are concerned about.
So let's get this clear, Alan. It's Olivia speaking. So the BGC has to make the decision whether something can be reconsidered or not reconsidered. Is that correct?
To accept the reconsideration or not.
Right. So what you're basically saying is because some members on the BGC are conflicted, it might be in their advantage to refuse a reconsideration request conflict might affect their choice whether they should refuse
I'm not presuming that those particular members have a particular conflict, but certainly there is the perception of it, and it seems to be violating the clear removal of people who are potentially conflicted from any decision. It's slightly worse because the BGC, in fact, has the right to make their judgment final. They have not. They have sent them for ratification, but they're not actually obliged to under the bylaws. And I just think this lacks transparency.
Okay.
And therefore,
lacks
brings,
transparency
and, there,
or
and
lacks
therefore,
clarity.
Although I don't believe anyone is misusing their prerogative, there is a perception or potential for perception of decisions being made because of other situations. I'll put it on the wiki if you like, but I wanted to pass it by people and see if there was any interest.
Just Alan, for the record, so the BGC deliberations are behind closed doors. Is that correct?
They publish minutes, but yes.
Okay. Yeah, if you can put that on the wiki, Okay. And we'll see if there's any like or any support for this.
Okay.
Global stakeholder engagement questions. On this one, we have... Okay, so we've got the briefing that Renalia is asking for. I think that's pretty much a given. Anything else on this? Are there any questions or I know that, Tijani, you've spoken at length. Well, maybe not at length, but you've certainly interacted much with the global stakeholder now since Bali and so on. Anything that you'd like to add to this or you think that basically provide a briefing and then we'll just have like question and answers that just go like that?
Yes, thank you, Olivier. I have spoke in length with Sally in Bali, and I can tell you that I am really happy for this discussion because the impression I had before is that Sally speak with you but don't hear you. Now I am sure she is hearing and she is reacting. This is a main point, because if the boss of this component of ICANN don't hear you, nothing will work. So I think that today we are on the right way with this global engagement, and there is a lot of things, and I don't have question. I have more. If you want interaction with them regarding their projects, and they have a lot. One of them,
okay.
I can update on that.
Well, we will have not only GSC, but you know, not only Sally, but we'll have everyone else also coming at the same time. So I guess they will be providing us with an update on all of their activities. Next, the communications department. And that, again, is a question from Evan. What access does the at-large community independently have to ICANN's communication channel? Oh, Alan, your hand is still up. Is that an old hand, a new one?
Sorry, old hand, and I'm going to be leaving again in a few minutes.
Well, I think we'll probably be finished very soon, just going through these. Buenos Aires Communications Department. So what access do we have? And that actually stems also, was reflected in a question or a discussion that I did have with some people in Bali. I spoke to members of the Council of Europe there, and they were pretty much unaware of many of the statements that we had put together, and also unaware of the public comment periods. Well, they were aware of the public comment periods, but unaware of the spread of basically requesting inputs. And it came down to the question as to whether ICANN should be seeking input or ICANN should be open to input. And at the moment, it looks as though ICANN is just open to input from public, but not actually actively seeking it outside. Now, the at-large community is somehow seeking it, since we are trying to rely on our network of ALSs worldwide. The problem being that we don't seem to be able to have the reach that is required to get that input from out there, and certainly being able to make use of the ICANN communications channels would I think definitely be welcome. But Evan's question, I think, is very well received, and I hope that we will be able to have a discussion with that. Does anyone have a comment or would like to add to Evan's question by any chance?
Hi there, it's me.
Ah, hello, Evan. Welcome.
Yeah, sorry about coming in late. The only thing that I would add to that is this sort of goes to the issue, for instance, that I suggested yesterday that, you know, if there were channels to be able to get, you know, when we do something like the R3 or we do something like the letter we do to Fadi, that we should, you know, if ICANN already has a mailing list, a media list or things like that get out, that we shouldn't have a very difficult channel to say, okay, the at-large community has something to say to the public as well. I mean, getting resources to be able to do outreach beyond the ALSs has been very, very difficult. And this is something that would seem to already exist to ICANN to provide without additional cost internally, simply to use existing channels to give messages of ours.
Okay. I don't see anyone disagreeing with you here, so that's great. And that's it, really. The topics for the public comment, public forum workspace are still empty. I haven't been asked yet to supply topics for this. As you know, the pressure on topics to be discussed in the public forum has somehow subsided a bit from the topics that would be discussed in the full Monday afternoon. But one thing that we do have to note is it doesn't look as though policy versus implementation will be treated on the Monday afternoon. So we might wish to bring up the policy versus implementation during the ICANN public forum as a backup to if it's actually not picked up in the Monday afternoon session. Tijani Benjamin, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. For the open forum, I think that the community prioritization guidelines merit or to be addressed there, because we made statements, but the answer was really, really disappointing for me. And sure, we will not change the applicant guidebook, but inside we can add things. We can be if you want innovative and try to make something to really prioritize the community applications. Other thing, the panel. Why don't make use of the community? Because the community has more knowledge about this process, about the. How to say the community applications more than the panel that is now that will be used. So I don't say that we don't have to use it, but we can make use of the community, of the knowledge of the community, and empower it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Any reactions from anyone to these suggestions for topics for the public forum?
This is Carlton. I agree with Tijani that maybe the response itself was very disappointing, but I would tell you that I did expect this. One of the things we might probably do, I think it would be much easier to have them vary the commitment, the contract they have with the Economic Intelligence Unit to include community voices than to get them to even put anything new in the applicant guidebook. So I'm just suggesting that maybe that's a suggestion we make, that they vary the contract with the EIU and provide, give the community the opportunity to provide some additional community input.
Yes, thank you, Carlton. Hasn't the contract already been signed though, and isn't the EIU already engaging in the work? I wonder.
They have, but because it's a contract, Olivia, I think it might be the EIU itself might see it as advantageous to add community voices, and it's not going to be on their dime, so they wouldn't care. But the product that they come out with in the end might be that much more robust. So I think It's a win-win. They might see it necessary to do that. If you could get a contractor to make the variations because of good business reasons, then they might do it. As opposed to getting the applicant guidebook all sorted out again, that would be Pandora's box, in my opinion.
Good point. Tijani, your hand is still up, and I noticed that Alan's hand was up at some point and has gone down. Both hands
I was just going to comment that unless we can come up with very, very specific and implementable things, it's really a bit late.
The ship has sailed, in your view.
Well, as I said, if we can come up with something, and Carlton is making some general comments, if we can be far more specific about it, and I'm not sure we can since I don't believe the contracts are publicly open, we may not even be sure of what the details are. I just don't think there's a lot that we can probably do. We can reiterate, but it may well be possible that it's too late. I just don't know enough about the details. It's clear it's something else that could have been done better if we had had the foresight, but
What we do have, Alan, is I believe we still have the details of the public comment process, which wasn't a public comment process, actually. It was a direct input to the EIU regarding their way of weighing in the questions they were asking. We could make use of that to give them another note and to let them know that they should consider perhaps also asking community members to join their panels. But I do agree with Alan that this might be a little bit late. Well, I see Renalia put her hand up.
If that is still open, then we need to do that quickly. This is the case for specifics, not generalities, I think.
No, mine was very specific. That's precisely what I was saying, Alan. You can ask them to add the community members to their panels, and you should do it in a way that it doesn't cost them anything, but it has benefits for them, public facing benefits. They can understand that kind of thing.
I think you need
to
be specific on who the community members are we're talking about. Is it community members of the community in question for each application, or is it a generic statement? In any case, I've got to leave in 3 minutes.
Well, that would be the detail of how the communities, all their panels are now constituted. I don't think they're constituting the panels on a case-by-case basis or a community case basis. At least that's not my reading of it. They have a set of people that they say that they're going to use as the panelists to evaluate, and that's it. It's locked.
Okay. I've got to leave in a minute. Olivia, do you want to quickly address the question of the XCOM mailing list or defer to one other time?
I was going to first let Tijan, Renalia speak. She has been putting her hand up before both of you were speaking.
But I will have to leave in a minute.
Well, I'm sure Renalia can be brief, as she usually is. Go ahead, Renalia. And we can't hear you, Renalia. That doesn't help with the...
Thank you, Olivier. This is Renalia for the transcript. I think that the ball was dropped
on
the community expertise issue.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
I think the ball was dropped on the community expertise issue. There was a set of questions supposed to be sent in follow-up to the board's response. And the point was to basically get clarification on to what extent the EIU actually had community expertise on their panel to begin with. And that question was never clarified. And now we're in the position where we want to sort of suggest that we have community expertise and we are offering it, and that was stated in the statement. But then the demand and supply are not meeting because, one, we don't know what the gap is, and so we can't customize it to that situation. And I think that Carlton is correct. I think that the panel will be constituted in a somewhat general way, and they will try to constitute the panel to address all the variations of the cases that they're going to do. And I think that it's still possible to make an intervention, but we need to ask the question, sort of like, how are they dealing with community expertise on the panel that they're going to constitute? And that was never asked, Olivier. You said you were going to follow up.
Follow up with whom? Follow up with the EIU themselves, or follow up with the NGPC? The NGPC has basically closed the door on this and has said, we've made a decision. We've decided that community members from at large would not be correct in serving as panel members, and that's it. Goodbye. That's the answer we've received. And with regards to the EIU, it is unclear as to whether the EIU is creating panels themselves. Now, the thing that we can do is to follow up with the EIU, which is what I've just mentioned, and actually ask them whether what their panels are made up of. It might well be that they'll also slam the door on us and say, well, that's none of your bloody business, which is, I think, what they might actually be doing. But I'm happy with following up and
well, actually,
you know,
the ALEC has the remit to basically comment on any aspect of ICANN work, isn't it? So if the ALEC has the remit to comment on any ICANN work and the EIU's work fall under ICANN's work, then you have the right to ask and they have the obligation to respond. And you can copy that to the board as well.
Will do. Okay. If that's the message from this committee, I'm fine with doing it. Do I see anyone objecting to this? So what I will do, just to make it clear, is to write to the EIU and ask what their component is of community input in their decisions, on their panel, on their so-called panel. Is that correct? That has
yes.
potential to get the NDPC to be annoyed, but we don't really care about the response from the NDPC at the moment. They decided that it was not something they wanted to take up. Then we can ask whether the EIU wants to take this up, and that will be just up to the EIU to respond. Happy with this?
Yes, you can do that, to make the point. Yes, I think you can do that. And I think it's safe for you to do that.
I shall do this as a matter of priority immediately after this call. I see agreement from Tijani, I see agreement from Carlton, from Evan as well.
Sorry,
and
I don't have
I was
Adobe Connect, remember?
But I see that you mentioned on the Skype that ALEC has the right to ask. There is no mandated...
On the Skype chat.
Responding... Sorry, Olivia, this is Evan. I was responding to what Renalia was saying. We have the right, indeed, to ask anyone about anything on ICANN's remit. Unfortunately, there is no mandated obligation on anyone to respond to us. And
okay, we're in violent agreement. Let's continue. Matt is asking, who am I to write? I am to write to the EIU and ask them about the community component of their panels that they will be using, and pretty much suggesting that at-large members should be considered on those community panels, in the same way as we have suggested this over to the NGPC. But the NGPC, we'd mentioned that we would have the at-large to be part of the panel, I guess, outside the EIU, whilst here we're saying within the EIU. And hearing no shouts, I guess that's captured correctly. So let's move on to the next thing, which is the any other business, and I realize Alan has to go. Alan, you have the floor.
Actually, I already went, but I'm still on the phone anyway. The question I put in the chat, I think we, for optics' sake, want to get rid of the name XCOM, and do we want to change it to ALT at or ALAC-LT, since the part to the right of the at sign no longer has any reference to ALAC or at large, I would suggest the ALAC-LT. The caveat on the whole thing is if we can't do this transparently so the two lists are equivalent and the archives are maintained, we'll come back and talk about it. Anyone have any preference?
Thank you for this, Alan. So the concern, knowing how the mailing lists are run, is that every mailing list is entirely independent of other mailing lists. So one would have to close the XCOM mailing list and open an ALT mailing list, and then there is no guarantee as to how one would continue to access the XCOM mailing list archives,
okay,
whether they would remain behind or not, and how the two would be linked together.
Can I
That's
suggest...
That's my basic concern on it. The second concern on it is that the the hierarchy in the wiki also makes use of XCOM, and then we would have to move on to ELT. I'm not sure how that would work. But that's, you know.
Okay. Yeah, let's defer this to the mailing list. I really have to go this moment now. Let's defer to the mailing list, and we'll follow on.
Okay. Tijani?
Yes, thank you. As for the name, Alan suggests that it will be ALAC ELT. It will be ALAC LT, since the first A is ALAC.
Yeah, correct.
So ALAC LT.
Okay, ALAC LT is fine as well. That's just for the nomenclature. With regards to the mailing list, that's a different problem. Heidi asks,
yes,
in the chat, should Matt ask IT regarding this mailing list? What do you mean by should Matt ask IT regarding this mailing list?
How you converge them?
Yeah, basically the issue about the archiving and whether they can be connected, etc.
They can't.
Oui?
I know they can't. They can't. I run mailing lists like those. These use Mailman. They can't be. They're all separate. They cannot be, unfortunately. Even the archives cannot be because it's a different archive structure. So that's the big concern.
I'm amazed somebody never come up with the idea of getting them converged.
Well, let Matt ask IT if they could converge the two mailing lists. One thing, you see, that can be done is to change the header of the mailing list. So whenever you send an email,
yes,
although you will still have to send to ALAC XCOM, the header will actually say ALAC-LT rather than
ALAC-LT, right.
So that can
be. That's what I thought is possible. You could.
But
yeah,
the submission address to which you send the email to cannot be modified, only with one bodge. Botch, as one would say, and the way to do it would be to change the alias when sending an email over. So when email is received to the alac-lt@icann.org or at atlarge-lists.icann.org, that then gets translated to the old mailing list address and sends it to the old mailing list, so it remains there, but the header changes.
Yes, that's the way to do it.
I can think of. Well, that's really down
to... I think you're right about that.
I think you're able to do that. Let Matt ask. Tijani, your hand is still up. Okay, thank you. Any other business? I don't see anyone put their hand up now, so...
Hey, this is Evan.
Yes, Evan, go ahead.
I apologize, I came late. I assume that Alan's statement on the PICDRP has already been discussed? I don't want to reopen.
It's already been discussed, yes, that's right.
All right, I'll put my comments into the chat. I have some real problems with it, but I'll deal with that offline.
Okay, yeah, please put your comments on the wiki, and there will be a week of discussions on this. The closing date for this, for ALAC and at-large comments, should be on the 6th.
Okay.
Is it the 6th? Yes, the 6th. So we've got a full 7 days to discuss this.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. And this has been a good call, slightly shorter than anticipated, which is great. And
Olivier,
so
I have a question.
Thanks. Yes, go ahead, Rinalia. Oh, your hand is up, yes. Please.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was very pleased last night to see Leon Sanchez in the ALAC call, and it's a good sign that a new incoming ALAC member actually participated in a meeting before the official appointment takes place. I was wondering about the other two, and I was wondering whether invitation was sent to all of them, or was that just his initiative? Does staff know?
Thank you very much, Rinalia. Go ahead, Heidi.
Yeah, Julia, I was asking Julia, did you send actually, they're all on the ALAC announce list already, so they all received the invitation.
I see, and Leon
so, yes,
was the only one who basically decided that he's going to join.
That's correct, yes. So far, if I remember correctly, last month we also had Veran on one of the calls, and I haven't seen Rafid Fatani yet on any of the calls. Certainly it's great, and I agree with you. It's great to see this gentleman on it. It was really very very positive, and good to see some potentially new, very active ALAC members. So with these great words, thank you for reminding us of this, Rinalia, and I ask any other business from anyone? Seeing and having had yet again another huge blow of the whale, a.k.a. Carlton's microphone being way too loud for our ears. Carlton, I think you're going to have to do something about the strength of your microphone, because we can hear every single sigh. I thank you all for being on this call, and I hope that you will all have a, it's only Wednesday, so it's not a good weekend yet, but a very good rest of the day or rest of the night. And with this call is now adjourned. Thanks, and bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank everyone. Bye-bye.